There is a football game happening Sunday night, but don't let that keep you at home in front of your TV screen all weekend. Amy Diaz, editor of The Hippo, is here to give us some ideas for those who may have an eye for the arts. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
New Hampshire this weekend is more than sports bars and bowl parties, I suppose.
Oh, absolutely. We're kind of right in the middle of the winter arts season. You know, there's usually a bit of a lull right after the holidays. But, you know, now if you look out, we did a big story in The Hippo this week about, art exhibits going on, theatrical productions, just all sorts of things going on in the state really for the next few weeks.
So what do we have this weekend?
Over at the Currier Museum of Art in Manchester, they're opening their new exhibit on Saturday. It's called A New Vision, Modernist Photography. And this is going to feature about 125 pieces, a lot of which are from their own collection, things that haven't been out in the museum recently. People like Ansel Adams or Lotta Jacoby.
And I was reading the story in The Hippo, and I found it interesting that museums generally didn't collect photographs until about 40 years ago. I suppose many of them considered it a lesser art.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We spoke to one of the curators, and he was saying that really, you know, before, let's say, the 1920s and the early 20th century, photographers really tried to make photographs look sort of more like paintings. And then the modernists came along and really decided to play with the medium itself and to see what it could do. And so you had a lot more things going on with angles and shadow and light. And so, you know, the works really started to develop on their own. And that's one of the things that they're going to try to really showcase in this exhibit, is the way that photography changed over time and is a part of the overall modernist art movement.
So you get to kind of see the progression over time, how the art form came into its own.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned earlier that there's some things going on stage this weekend, too.
Yes, over at the Dana Center at St. Anselm College, they are doing their annual, this is an annual tradition they do every year. It's the One Act Play Festival, and this is going to run today and Saturday night. And the students there perform three different one-act plays. And I thought this was kind of interesting because they all seem to be kind of about how you perceive things. And again, sort of thinking about art and how maybe it changes as you look at it. One of the one-act plays is called The Apple. It's where a janitor leaves some fruit just sort of out on a pedestal at an art gallery. And then people start to think it's the art and talk about it. And what does it mean? Another one called Public Opinion was actually written by two of the students. There's a sort of a play within a play, and the audience members are kind of starting to heckle the play within a play because it's not very good, and the way that they heckle it kind of changes the play.
Again, kind of along the theme of, you know, art progressing.
Absolutely.
Something else going on stage this weekend, and I was kind of surprised to read this in your notes, that Opera New Hampshire is going to be having a performance Sunday.
Yes, there's a touring company that is going to present La Traviata. This is going to be at 4 p.m. at the Palace Theater in Manchester. And so I'm told that this is the big dramatic kind of love story opera, very glamorous, a woman who's forced to give up the man that she loves. And an interesting thing that they're going to do, I guess that they, according to their website, they do this for a lot of the operas. They have what they're calling an opera prelude. So an hour before the production, they're going to have an introduction of the opera with, you know, samples of the music. So you kind of know what's going on.
So that's a way to kind of learn about opera if you're new to it.
Yes. And, you know, that's one of the things that they told us that is really important to Opera New Hampshire, is bringing in, new people. They try to get tickets out to students, to college students, high school students, even middle school students, to, you know, raise that next generation of opera lovers.
And, you know, really, if you think about it, opera isn't, you know, that different than football. It's a big spectacle, a lot of grandiose proclamation, big conflict and drama.
And sometimes helmets.
Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events in the Granite State. Amy, good to see you.
Have a great weekend.